WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively out in the Reisterstown corridor. If you're coming down 140, coming down the hill, going to Westminster, slow down a little bit, make a right, come on in. We're at Full Moon Pub. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving away, they don't know it yet, but they're getting show me scratch off tickets. You win 10 grand. Maybe might be your lucky day. All brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at Goodwill. And everybody's worried about their hair here. I just pulled mine back. It's 100 degrees. We have fans blowing on us. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I had windows installed today in my crib for the first time in 39 years in the building. We had all the windows out. Thank you, Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. And our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland, reminding you that from the 16th to the 25th, it won't be this hot. And deals will be happening, and there'll be hot deals all over the state. We'll be talking about that as the Crab Cake and Brewery Tour. This is the crab cake part. We're going to have a crab cake a little later on with John here. But in the meantime, part of the tour is getting to know neighborhoods, getting to know people, telling stories in places like this. And I've told the Barrett story a couple times, from Hunt Valley to Glendon, out to Bel Air, now here at Full Moon, four locations for the Barrett family. I said, well, we got Reisterstown. That's giving me a good chance to call Ross Petticord, drag him over here and talk horse racing. But more than that, I love downtown Reisterstown. I've come to fairs and festivals. I've gone to the Cow and gotten, because a day like today, you got to cool down, right?
Exactly.
Crystal Micriotti is here. She's the Main Street manager in her own artsy handwriting. And Kathy Gamble's here from the Reisterstown, not Registerstown, as one sportscaster once said, Improvement Association. Hello. Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Is it always this hot in Reisterstown?
Not always. Well, it's okay. Fans are going.
You know, I'm looking down the hill. Trees are moving, so I know that there's a breeze beyond these fans here. But I knew when you came on, I saw you were coming on, Kristen. I said, we're going to have an artist on.
Yes.
So I looked at your photography, looked at your work.
Oh, no, stalker.
LinkedIn is not stalking, it's research. So I did the research on this.
Love it.
And somebody came up to you and said, beautiful mural. So let's start with this. What do you do? What is the Main Street manager?
Well, I cannot take credit for the murals.
Okay.
But I do work with the artist that we brought on to paint the murals in Reisterstown. So this is the first time that we've had two artists come on, get a grant, win a contest, and actually paint murals on our main street. And they're beautiful.
Can I ask, this is a flipping question. How do you feel about graffiti? Like, when you're on a subway in New York and you see it, I always think, like, there's a lot of effort in that. And I know murals, like, I was down in Wynwood in Miami a number of years ago, and the murals were going up in areas that were maybe not so attractive and probably graffitied, if not blighted in some way. That art sort of wakes things up in a way.
It does.
And look, I was in Annapolis two nights ago, and I saw the mural there. I was in Cambridge, and I saw the mural there. And I see these murals that mark history, location.
Mm-hmm.
And Catonsville had a very controversial mural, you know, next to the Beaumont. This has become something that in Dundalk, in the 1980s, where I'm from, we had to talk about murals and stuff, but it's become a conversation piece.
Street
for
art.
For every community,
yeah.
Right?
It was street art, and then it's community art. I ran a mural company for a couple of years, and we did murals all over Baltimore. It's paid. It's paying artists that would normally go out there and make an area that might have been run down or an area that needs some attention or a building that just looks lonely and bringing color.
And bragging about what's there, the
yes,
good things that
absolutely.
Are there.
Absolutely. Right? The murals that we picked represent historic elements to Reisterstown.
They're heritage pieces.
Absolutely.
They really are.
And then the other one across the street, the historic mural was done by Erin May, and she does a lot of very detailed
historic work. Tell me about the murals,
work.
Because I mean, I'm going to pay attention when I drive through. I was up in Hampstead about 10 weeks ago. I did the crab cake tour at Greenmount Station. So sometimes I take the bypass. The road tells me to do that. The road tells me to go up and around and pass Glendon Grill. And, you know, then the next thing you know, there's farms and farms and deer and farms. And
correct.
And then if you get to Hampstead at the right time of year, it's my favorite thing, Christmas lights.
Nice.
You know, I always say that when I go to Hampstead. It's like, Feels like Christmas to me. Feels like a Christmas village. Yes. When I drive through. There's Joseph A. Bank, and then there's like the village. You know? But for light and for art, I remember when Firenze was happening in your neck of the woods.
Right.
Those beautiful Italian lights in the background, right?
Yes.
Art is important to what we do.
Yes.
And that's a part of your role. I know you do more than that. And Kathy, feel free to jump in at any point here as a Secretary of Traffic, making things happen here. What do you do, Kathy?
Okay. I am one of the founding members of RIA. We've been doing this since 2010.
Mm-hmm. What was the impetus? So you say a founding member. That means y'all got together with an idea and a concept and say we're going to do something.
Seven of us got together when the county proposed that we have a meeting to talk about planning. And then they had to stop and do, I forget what it was, it wasn't the census, it was the 10-year report.
That's a census.
Yes, and we decided they couldn't help us anymore, or they had to put us on hold, so we decided to form our own organization. So we did.
Goals. What were your goals at the time? What did you want to accomplish?
We wanted to
I've always thought Racer Sounds lovely. I come through Harry Manaus, I've done shows there forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've mentioned a stop by the cow dozens of times passing through there. I drive through and think, this is beautiful. I'd live here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want more people to feel that way.
For sure.
Yes. We want more businesses.
Economic
vitality. We want to fill the vacancies we have. We want new sidewalks. We want underground utilities.
Yes, we do.
So we have a long list of...
Underground utilities. That's an interesting...
That's
a little
big
different
one.
Than all
that's
the
our
rest
big goal. That's our big project that we'll get someday.
Why?
Clean up our street.
It looks better.
Okay.
And then people want to be there.
Yeah.
We
know when a tree
parking.
Falls where I am, I lose my power. So there's that. Where I am, I have trees.
We want parking. Free parking for...
businesses.
But we can't put parking in. We need the county to help us with parking. So we
formed
lobbying for that.
10 years old? 12 years old now, maybe?
2010, so we're 12. Mm-hmm. But 2 years ago, we became a Main Street Maryland town. And
what does that mean?
That means that we are part of the bigger picture in Maryland, and we can apply for bigger grants and receive them, and we have.
We're recognized.
Like
a
business empowerment area, right?
Yes.
Crystal McReady's here. The voice you're hearing is Kathy Gambrill, correct?
Kathy Gambrill.
All right. Gambrill.
Yes.
Is that right? I want to get the pronunciation right.
No, you're
right.
Correct. You said it right.
Boy,
the first
people
time.
Get both. I'm Nestor Aparicio. You one for two, and I feel good. You get either one of them right. Main Street Manager, tell us what's going on in Reisterstown, because part of coming out here is I am a little bit on the freeway out here. I've been to Full Moon. I was telling a story. Todd Heap, back when he played for the Ravens, we sat on a little swing over there and did some radio about 15 years ago back in the day. But I know for Reisterstown, for every community, COVID was tough.
It was.
You know, part of Baltimore Positive being born out of this was curbside when football went away, baseball went away, sports went away. I'm like, we got to keep business in business.
Correct.
And we lost a lot of businesses during COVID. Give me a little update on what I'm going to find when I come over there.
Well, fortunately, Reisterstown did not lose any businesses during COVID. We actually had, eight businesses open
eight
up?
Eight businesses.
You're plus.
Yes.
Yes.
That's hard to do.
Yeah,
not
we
a lot
were
of
very,
can say
no,
that.
We, no, they cannot. We were very impressed with the people that decided to take a risk and open their shop in Reisterstown or say whatever with the pandemic and follow their dream. And I think we're thriving now.
So why do folks come to you? If I want to open a business, do I come to you? And what I would reach to you in regard to what events, what things would you involve in?
Well,
I did bring stuff.
We do facade improvements with a lot of our businesses on our main street, so you can apply for a grant, and we take old buildings that have been sitting there maybe for sale.
Grant's an important word.
Yes,
it is.
And this is the world trying to help you make your business better.
Exactly, and we match you, and we've worked with the Maryland Whores, we've worked with the Ionic Lodge. I have several examples here of the different buildings that we've been able to transform in just the last 2 years with these facade improvement grants, and that's a continuing program with us. You can come to us. We are setting up, like I said, murals and community art.
Reisterstown was established in 1758.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We were a drive-through town to get from Pennsylvania to...
Yes. He was outside on my bird feeder last night.
Well, now he's on the wall.
That's the one right there. He's cute. I got pictures of him.
That mural was done by Kaylin Montagna.
I would say your main street, as I would say it, it's so unique because of the school front, right? Was a school, was it not? This building? Was that not a school?
It's still a school.
Still a school. Right. Yeah.
That school is where...
You both looked at me like it's not a school anymore.
No.
Well, please don't tell me it's not a school.
That school is where we still hold our Music on Main concerts that happen every Friday.
See, I know about these.
Uh-huh.
I went to this once a long time ago.
Every Friday. We bring out a couple thousand people, and we have raffle door prizes and food trucks, and it's family, and it's free, and we just invite everybody to come out and just bring a chair and
sit. My show at Greenmount Station in Hampstead, and I was driving back one day, and I got sort of... You stop everything. Everything detours. You can't go through. You either have to go around, or you're like, hey, I'm in the mood for the cow.
Or
hey, I'm
going to
park my car,
right?
So I literally drove through the middle of this and discovered it. And
it brings a lot of people.
And Nancy would shoot me right now over in Towson if I don't mention Feet on the Street in Towson. But these events, and I'm in Catonsville all the time.
Mm-hmm.
State Fair
they
doing
do
things over there. They have a music heritage going on.
Yep.
And they're
small,
they're Main Street,
Main
Street, Maryland town,
mm-hmm.
right?
I don't know if Catonsville is.
They should be if they're not. They better be.
Okay.
If they're not, I'm going to apply on behalf of Eric Ebersole and everybody
I'm
over
sure
there. So your events, how long do these go, the Friday nights?
6:30 to 9:30.
Into the calendar year.
Oh, until August. The last one, this year we're doing 10 shows. The last one will be August 26th.
Okay.
So you have four more.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You have 1 month left.
She's looking at me like she's going to be mad at me if I don't come out.
Well, because I've told you about it now and you have to be there. Plus, we have lots of swag. We give away lots of prizes. There's delicious food, usually by local food truck.
Do I have a crab cake anywhere up here on a Friday? I think we do, don't we? You know what? This is true. I'm going to plug my own tour. I'm going to plug the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, Window Nation, our friends at Restaurant Association.
Come set up and talk to people at the Music on Main.
Let me get the date right here because I'm going to promote... Another area that should be Main Street, Westminster. I'm going to be in Westminster on the 26th at Rock Salt Grill.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, just hear me out on this, all right, because it's convenient. I'm going to be at Rock Salt from 2 until 5 doing this.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
Not with guests this good, probably. Don't tell
you got
them
plenty of time.
Unless Sam Cooke shows up, then it'll be a good guest. And then I'm going to the Pharmacy Brewery.
Uh-huh.
Then that's mm-hmm. a Reister's. It's allegedly, it's on the other side of Reisterstown. Reisterstown's big. Dang. And then I'm doing that. And then I have to come back through Reisterstown. So what band? This is a 26. This is like when Led Zeppelin plays Stairway to Heaven at the end. Sort of like the encore.
Different Sisters?
Different Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be a brother to the sisters?
You have to ask them.
It's a good band.
I'm sure they wouldn't oppose.
I thought you were an artist. What's wrong with you?
I'm sure they wouldn't oppose.
Keep that up. You're going to be a starving artist here. Crystal Mickry, tell me about your art and your photography, because I did look it up. And I said to Marjorie, I said, she's an artist. She's going to be a fine guest. That's why I was up. I wasn't like perving it. I was just like doing research, and I'm like, what is she going to like talk about?
I appreciate it. I have actually spent many years of my life doing this. I went to art school. I went to the Maryland Institute College of Art. Yes. I went back much later in life.
My sister-in-law went to MICA.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone knows somebody that owes them a lot of money. So that's my experience with MICA. Yes. And then I worked in the community arts. I was a nonprofit arts teacher through the city for years. I ran a mural company, and because I worked in the arts, I also had to work nights bartending. So I did that for years, and I turned it into...
I'm thirsty. It's a brewery tour.
I turned it into an art experience, and I spent 5 years collecting photographs and stories of all of the people that came through my bar and getting to know all of them and putting them together as a book that someday I will publish. These hundreds of photographs.
Collection.
Yeah, and it became an art piece. And so whatever I've wound up doing has been somehow involving the community. So when I moved to Reisterstown, I brought a giant cicada to Mary and Kathy before I had this job. And I said, can I hang this? And they said, absolutely.
Not the kind of cicada that were in the trees.
Yeah, it was a big sculpture of a cicada. And I said, can I hang this?
Did it have beady little eyes?
It had rhinestone eyes and glitter, lots of glitter.
I want to see a picture of this.
Her name is Indiglow, and it's on our webpage, Reisterstown.com.
Well, they only come every 17 years, so you've got to embrace them.
That's why we made sculptures. And they said, absolutely. And next thing you know, I wound up talking to them, and I told them about my art background and my community work, and this just kind of fell into the perfect position for me, because now I get to bring that to my neighborhood. I get to raise my family in a neighborhood that I'm getting to see changes happening, that I'm getting to vision change, artwork. We do workshops now. We've done mosaics, which was always a dream of mine to have mosaics up and down Main Street, and now we've done it.
I want an art teacher like you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? mosaic planters, murals, the things you see in Reisterstown.
Sculptures.
Crystal
we have Mariani a new park.
Is part of that. Kathy Gambrill's here. Gambrill is here as well from Reisterstown. What makes Reisterstown great? I mean, I asked this question for any neighborhood where people live, like it's sort of like a John Mellencamp thing, you know, I live in a small town, what makes my town great?
It is a small town, and everyone knows everyone.
Yes, they do.
Everyone is either related, or they know each other.
Or they know your mom.
Or they know your mom. Yes.
It's terrible.
And we all live in Reisterstown, and this is our town, so yes. We're trying to make it better.
Well, yep. I'm going to stop by on the 26th.
Please.
Good.
I'm not just, like, blowing smoke.
No, I mean, we'll look for you.
I can't not because it's on the way. I got no excuse.
Sure. I should mention a few things. Like, it's all volunteers. Everyone that does this, it's for the love of their town. So, literally, people come out for all of our events. They come out for cleanups once a month. We walk up and down Main Street, clean the streets.
Is there going to be lemonade there?
A Franklin Woodland Trails. They
we
come
will
out
have
and clean
lemonade
the trails.
I'm
you
drinking
it.
Too much this month. I got to have a lemonade to square this off or something.
If you come, we will have lemonade.
Absolutely.
All right.
Maybe we also have a farmer's market on Sunday.
Every Sunday.
My wife would love to hear that.
Yes.
You got gold watermelon in yet?
Probably. It changes every week.
Gold watermelon is the true delicacy. I mean, I'm eating crab cakes every day. I'm drinking
gotta
beer.
Gotta wash it down with some watermelon.
Gold watermelon. Yeah, gold watermelon?
I don't think I've had gold.
No, but
okay,
I'm interested.
See, you came today thinking you were going to teach me. Let me be the teacher.
Not
for
at
moment,
all.
Okay?
Okay.
Gold watermelon is the secret of August. Along with peach cake. You got peach cake? You got to come to East Baltimore and get some peach cake.
Peach cake.
Peach cake and gold watermelon. So I discovered gold watermelon in the Ravens press box about 10 years ago. They put it out, and it looked like pineapple. Mm. It was really, really gold.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at it, I'm like, that's not a pineapple. It's got a rind. It looks like a watermelon. She's like, it's watermelon. It's delicious. Try it. It's sweeter. It's more
that.
Like honey. It's
I'm
more
into
like
that.
If watermelon were a honeydew, you know
I guess
mean?
I'll have to hit up some press boxes.
No, you just got to hit a farmer's market
yes.
on Sunday.
I'm into that.
And Reisterstown.
Gold watermelon.
Ask the watermelon guy when he beats on it and
yes,
punches
yes,
it.
Yes.
Hear the sound and whatever that hollow thing you're supposed
uh-huh.
to pump. You're
yep.
supposed to say, you got any gold? And he'll say, I know you know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay, I
then,
had no idea.
And they're a little more round. They're a little more round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make a plug. We would like to have more food vendors. So food
what
vendors.
What does that mean? What does one have to do to be a food vendor?
You just have to have a food truck.
Yes, we have lots of events that we do, and we're always inviting food vendors to come. And
you said you got kids,
COVID.
Right? So instead of a lemonade stand, have a lemonade and gold watermelon stand. They'll sell out of the gold watermelon.
That's all. I guess we just need
dollar
the food
slice,
truck,
buck a slice, cut it up. You know.
But we are making a plug. We do need people. We have so many events coming up. We have Spooktacular happening in the fall. We have
where do I find you?
Blooming
what's the website?
Arts.
Go ahead. Reisterstown.com.
www.reisterstown.com.
Reisterstown. I learned how to spell it.
Yes. Very good.
It's always a challenge. Still.
I remember Gary Thorne, the Oriole broadcaster, every single time there was a promotion, he would call it Reisterstown. So it became like shtick on the radio
yeah,
with my
sure.
host being like,
"Where's Reisterstown?"
Well, we're having a big event in Reisterstown at the Chick-fil-A. You know, he would just whatever it was.
Sure.
He was reading the spot and he would say Reisterstown, and nobody—he's a Hall of Fame broadcaster. I don't think anybody ever said, psst, "Dude, people up
you're wrong.
Reisters say it wrong. They people can pronounce it wrong. There's no G in
it's
it.
It's when you type it, you add a couple of extra I's or S's.
Well, it probably spell checks out the rain or, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Put that into ways.
Yeah,
it's not going to work.
Well, listen, give John a high five and a fist bump from Harriman House. Tell him I'll be over there. Get the cow people. Tell him I want a little ice cream on the bottom.
Come to Music Domain and set it up and talk to everybody. You'll love
what
the people
that you
meet. What
do different sisters play? Are they like...
It's all rock and roll. Rock and roll.
I love rock and roll.
Yeah, it's all rock and roll.
I wore my Kansas belt buckle today. I have a classic rock belt buckle collection. It's my thing.
I think I changed Kansas off the radio today on my way in.
She turned Dust in the Wind off.
I sure did. I can't do that one again. I love it, though.
My eyes.
No, I can't.
Only
it makes me cry. It makes me
and
cry.
And the moment's gone.
It's that and Rick Springfield. They both make me tear up a little bit.
Probably for different reasons. Dr. Noah Drake. She's got a hold on...
Can't be Jesse's girl.
Crystal McCreadie is here. I knew she was going to be an artist and a great guest. Kathy Gambrill is here as well. They're from reisterstown.com. Make sure you go out there, check it out. The concert schedule. Holding it up. We're holding. I'm going to be there for music on Main Street.
Yes, you are.
Franklin Middle School, Main Street, and Cockeys Mill Road.
It's outside. You can't miss it.
Different sisters.
We stopped the traffic.
Josh Christina Band on the 12th. Rick Alcor and the Post.
Yes. He's like a rock and roll piano Elton John type vibe. It's going to be nice.
Rocking and rolling in Reisterstown. I'm out of your Full Moon Pub and Grill. Now under the direction of the folks at Barrett's. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I was wearing the hat earlier. I didn't want to mess up my hair. Our friends at Goodwill. And for being our guest on the program today, Kathy and Crystal are going to receive Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets. You guys are 21, right? I want ID. Just check out
That's
here.
That's fine.
Let's all play. Get out and get yourself involved in some lottery. It's some fun. The Restaurant Association of Maryland is also sponsoring us. Restaurant Week is the 19th through the 25th of September. Coming up next month, crab cake today, beer tonight. I'll be at BC Brewery. Very, very thirsty because it's hot outside.
It's so
hot. And I
got
to drive back. John's going to be here. We're going to talk about the Barrett's crab cake, the Full Moon crab cake, the outdoor seating here, and the vibe of the place that you go down the hill and try to slow down and pull in. Full Moon Pub. We're back for more here on Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.